And when you're ready, and if you choose to, please close your eyes and just start to settle in. Even in this first moment, sense that inner sense of stillness, that little bit of peace that starts to set in just by inviting the mind to come into stillness. You'll still notice thoughts, questions, discomforts, maybe some mental complaints. But just by inviting the mind to stay here just for a few minutes, you'll begin to notice that quality of presence. As you sink into this space, try to intentionally let go of all the anxiety of getting here, getting in your car, driving here, getting here on time, coming in, getting settled. Start to let it go. Start to shake it off. Like ripples on the surface of a pond after you throw a pebble in. Let the surface start to smooth. Because this practice of meditation can be a little bit scary sometimes, often really solitary, we can feel alone in it. Sometimes it's hard to know what words to say to other people when we talk about our practice. It can just be frustrating. But here, in a guided group meditation, we're all here for similar reasons. We're all experiencing the same frustrations and obstacles. If it's warm in the room, we're all feeling that. We're all noticing thoughts that won't stop coming. We're in this together. We're literally breathing the same air as we practice. So in the spirit of this togetherness, this thing that connects us in this room, let's take three deep breaths together. First, inhaling deeply through the nose, letting the torso fill, chest rises, and through the mouth, let it go. Releasing. Inhale deeply through the nose, drink in the air in the room, and through the mouth, exhale. Last one and the deepest. Breathe in deeply through the nose, shoulders lift, belly expands, and let it go. And simply allow the breath to resume its normal, natural rhythm. Whatever that is for you tonight, whether it's fast or slow, deep or very shallow, let the breath be whatever it wants to be. Just notice. Just watch. In these first minutes, we'll use this breath, this natural breath, whatever it looks like for you, as our object of meditation. And by that I mean we'll learn to fall in love with something as simple as the breath. Now when we're learning to love, we learn to drop judgment. We don't pick things that are good or bad, positive or negative. We take everything and we accept it wholeheartedly. We say yes to everything we see. So remembering that, start to examine the breath. Notice the length of each inhale and each exhale. Notice the gentle sound of your breathing. Notice the temperature of the air on your nostrils as you draw it in, and how it's warmed as you breathe it out. Begin to explore what this act of breathing really feels like. Imagine that you had to explain it to someone else. Does it feel maybe like a filling and an emptying? Or maybe an expanding and a contracting? Maybe for you it feels like a lightness and a heaviness. Let each breath wash over you as it comes and goes at its own pace. All you need to do in these minutes is notice. All you need to do is witness whatever the breath wants to show you. It might change pace. It might grow richer and deeper or more shallow. Let it be. Even in these first minutes, you might feel like it's been a lifetime, like it's been a struggle, like the thoughts just keep coming, no space between. First, know that you're not the only one that feels this way. This is the practice. It's not glamorous. It's a practice. It's a challenge. The thoughts will come. Our practice in this room is how kind can we be every time we invite ourselves to come back to this moment and this breath? How many times can you come back during your practice tonight? Each time you come back, are you cultivating frustration, disappointment? Or are you proud of yourself every time you're willing to come back? As though this is your first breath of practice. This is your first second on your mat. Sometimes training the mind is like teaching a baby. It doesn't know any better. It just knows the quality and the nature of what it is. And the mind, by nature, looks for entertainment. It looks for problems to solve. Of course it turns to thought. All you're doing is breathing here. Of course it's going to look for more to keep it entertained. Your job is to practice finding that more in the breath, in what's really existing right here in this moment. Maybe it's an aroma that's in the air as you breathe that keeps you present. Maybe it's the way that the sound of your breathing sounds like the ocean or sounds like the wind. Maybe it's noticing the path that each breath takes as you draw it in from the nose, past the throat, past the heart center, deep into the belly. And then following that path back out that keeps you present. That keeps your mind here in the now. And remember, above all else in this practice, kindness, gentleness, remember that when we're really present, there's only this moment. There's no past because we're not thinking about it. There's no tomorrow because we're not worrying about it. So there's no mistakes, no expectations. There is only this moment. There's no failures. Just this breath and your job, which is to love it. Remember, at any time, if the practice becomes overwhelming or if you get lost, you can come back to this simple object of meditation, the breath. You can simply focus on the in and the out using a mantra like breathing in, I know that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I am breathing out. With your awareness still resting on the breath, take just a few moments to see what else you can find. What else is there to love? What other qualities of the breath are there to explore? Moving on, we'll maintain this gentle rhythmic breathing at whatever pace works for you, and we'll shift our focus from the breath to a new object of meditation, which is the body. This physical body, cells, tissues, muscles, as it sits in this room, all the sensations that it serves up, the pleasant ones and the unpleasant ones, all of these serve us as tools to keep us present. They give us something to focus on other than the thoughts that try to take us away. So with that kindness, with that compassion, with a sense of curiosity for what you'll find, we use this gentle breath to scan the body from top to bottom, just looking for areas of stress and tension, things that we can release as we go. Again, just as a way to keep us present and focused. So moving at your own pace, inhale deeply and send the breath to the topmost part of the body, the crown of the head, the hairline, the scalp. And with every exhale, visualize releasing whatever stress you're holding there, whatever clouds are in your sky, whatever weight is pressing down on you. Breathe it out with the exhales. Breathe deeply, sending the breath into the forehead, the space between the eyebrows, that third eye center. And as you exhale, let the eyebrows relax, let them soften, as though someone were massaging that little space between the eyebrows. Let yourself notice how tightly you may have had them clenched. Let them go. Send the next inhale into the eyes themselves. And as you exhale, let them soften in their sockets. The eyelashes gently touching your cheeks. Maybe as you breathe into the eyes, you notice some motion, some movement there. Maybe you notice some light on your eyelids, some colors or shapes. All normal. Let it come. Even if the eyelids are twitching, know that this movement will burn off eventually. It's with you now, so accept it. Part of this body scan process is learning to love the body. Every part, no matter how small, how unpleasant. Inhale deeply and send the breath into the cheekbones, the insides of the cheek, that hollow space. And as you exhale, let the tongue fall from the roof of the mouth, creating space within the mouth and openness, maybe parting the lips to exhale any of that stale oxygen. Breathing space into the cheeks, openness. Send the next inhale into the jaw. And as you exhale, let the jaw soften and relax. Breathe into it, feeling every expression that you've held on your face today, happy or sad, worried, anxious. Let it drip off the tip of your chin with your exhale, leaving you just with a peaceful expression on your face, as though you're asleep, soft, gentle. Now, the idea here isn't to breathe an expression of total bliss onto our faces. It's okay if that's the case. But what we're really trying to do is just release whatever stress is holding us closed. We just want to be open. We want to be soft and vulnerable. Inhale deeply and send the next breath into the base of your neck, right where the head meets the neck. And as you exhale, release whatever tension you find there. If you're seated, there might be a little more tension. Maybe try gently lowering the chin and ever so gently pressing the head back behind you. This can help relieve the pressure in the base of your neck. Breathe into the shoulders, maybe lifting the shoulders as you do so. And as you exhale, let them fall down and back, heavy but open, releasing whatever weight you find in the shoulders with the out-breath, intentionally letting it go. If you want to visualize anything that's worrying you in your shoulders, visualize also breathing it out with your exhales. Take just a moment to check in, to notice if your mind has wandered. A lot of times we don't even notice. And remembering that quote, in all the world, there is no love for you like mine. Gently invite the awareness to come back. Remembering that this is the first breath. Just like this one. Moving on, we breathe deeply, sending the breath now down the back line of the body, from the base of the neck, the whole way to the base of the spine, where you're seated. Maybe if you want, visualizing a white light coursing up and down your spine. And with every exhale, letting go of whatever energy you're holding in your back, whatever's keeping you tense and hunched over. Breathing into the back until you find yourself sitting just a little bit taller, feeling just a little more open in the back line of the body. Feeling that gentle curve of the spine, keeping you upright, but not rigid, just supported. With the next deep inhale, send this breath down the front line of the body. Again, following that path of the breath, moving from the nose to the throat, the chest, deep into the belly. And as you exhale, let the belly soften. Really intentionally release whatever tension you're holding in the belly with this exhale, especially if you're seated. Often we'll try to support ourselves in meditation by keeping the core contracted, but this also causes us to hunch forward. It closes us off. And the more muscles we have engaged, the less time that we can sit comfortably without growing tired in our practice. So let the belly be soft. Allow yourself to have that Buddha belly as you practice. Instead, be supported by an upright posture in the spine, shoulders over hips, hands gently placed in front of you. Belly soft, always soft. Once more, notice if you catch yourself in thought. Remember that this is a part of the practice. Thoughts are obstacles that all of us face, but they don't need to be frustrations. If you find yourself thinking, notice the thought that comes next. Is it something like, not again? Because if it is, that comes from ego. That comes from a judgment that you've made about yourself. That comes from a fear of not doing something right, instead of from a love of whatever happens, whether it was in the plans or not. Coming back to the body, we move on, breathing deeply, now sending the breath the whole way down the torso, deep into the hips, the sit bones, the thighs, the whole way down the legs, into the feet. Really breathing deeply and allowing the breath to accumulate in the legs as we notice any areas of tension or discomfort. Really take the time to check in. Every angle of our legs, what are we feeling? Is there more sensation here, less here? Is it an unpleasant feeling or a pleasant one? all the while remembering that you're welcome to move to adjust. There's no need to stay in an unpleasant, uncomfortable posture. Our goal here is just to notice before we move, so that we can respond with thought instead of reacting on autopilot. And then once you settle in again, check back in with that space. What's left behind? When the tension leaves, what do you find there? Can you touch on that openness, that expansiveness, that space that's created when we take the time to heal ourselves? When we take the time to mindfully move, after noticing where we're closed, where we're unbalanced, can you feel the space that that creates? They say that any time we're able to create space, love creeps in. With every judgment that we're able to let go of, love creeps in. Every story about ourselves that we've held all our lives, when you let that story go, love creeps in its place. Love fills the cracks where we're broken. Continuing to let the breath grow deep, always keeping it there in the background, that gentle rhythm moving you forward. Scan the entire body with your awareness, just noticing any final places that maybe we didn't touch on, places that are closed or tight, where you're holding stress. Paying particular attention to the heart center, the Anahata chakra. Often we cover up powerful emotion with tension, with stress. We cave on top of it to protect ourselves. Because sometimes it's just too painful to feel the emotion. We'd rather be uncomfortable and tense around it. With kindness, with compassion, breathing into your heart, invite that tension to go. Invite it to release its grip, breathing it out with every exhale. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable, knowing that you're in a safe space to feel whatever the emotion might be, whatever you've tensed around, whatever might be on the other side of that wall that you've built that manifests itself as frustrations, judgments, complaints. All of these things are just protection that we build around our heart. Protection from something that we're not ready to feel, not ready to experience. Again, you're welcome to stay here, focusing on the body, feeling all the sensations that come up, all the tension, the comfort and the discomfort. This can be your object of meditation if you like. But if you're ready to move forward, continue to breathe, and I invite you to just dive below the surface, moving beyond the body, sending the awareness within. Now maybe that's your heart center. Maybe it's your third eye center between the eyes, your center of intuition. What I really mean is to connect with that person, that consciousness that knows, that experiences every breath, that notices every thought. That consciousness that told you, oh, my leg is uncomfortable. Maybe I need to move. want you to connect with that space that is beyond the thoughts, because it's what notices the thoughts. It's open, it's expansive. Sometimes I call it the seat of the silent witness, where all of the sounds in the room, the sound of my voice, the sound of your breath are swirling around you. All of the thoughts, you still notice them, but they pass like clouds across the moon. You notice all of these things, you witness, but you don't necessarily cling to them. You let them go, passing you by one, which everything will naturally do if we don't cling to it, if we don't attach to it. Every thought will go on its own, if we allow it to. And this is one of the most common obstacles in meditation. It's that we think that there's a space of stillness that we should find and stay in. But it's not the case. If one thing is true, it's change, it's impermanence, it's that nothing stays. Not this stillness, and not this thought. Therefore, our practice isn't about finding a clear mind and keeping it. It's about learning to be okay, as every thought comes and goes. Learning to float on the ocean, as every wave comes and goes, instead of struggling against it, wearing ourselves out, getting knocked around by the waves. And in this way, you see that by letting go, by floating, it's a way of controlling. It's ironic, right? Only when we let go do we stop struggling. Are things brought to us naturally and taken from us naturally? They don't need our attachments, our clinging. As you sink into the space, as you breathe into the heart or the center of intuition, to breathe into your consciousness, that seat of the witness. I invite you to breathe in love tonight. Remembering that in all the world, there is no heart for you like this one. In all the world, there is no love for you like this one. Like your own, like this compassion. We'll spend the last few minutes in a silent meditation, during which you can focus on the breath, the body, or simply sit in the space of stillness, cultivating that love. Connecting with that quality of presence. Ending with the sound of the bell, these next few minutes are yours. Gently notice where your mind is. If it's lost a thought, remember, even now, even in these last moments, this breath is the first one. This moment is the first. How kind can you be as you invite the mind back to this moment and this breath? Bring the awareness back to the body, inviting in some subtle movement in the fingers and toes. Maybe rolling the head from side to side. And when you're ready, feel free to open your eyes. Feel free to stretch.